Hi, my name's Daisy Boss and I work with angels. I'm known as an angelologist, a bit like an energist, as Amanda is, but I work with angels and I work with the angels of the Elohim, the Omnipheme, the Seraphim, the Cherubim and the angels of awakening and many more angelic realms. Did you know there were more than one angelic realm? Not a lot of people do, and that's why I love the work that I do, because one day you can be talking to Archangel Michael and another day you can be talking to Archangel Zadkiel. And so all these angels, they have different qualities and they have different personalities and they do different things and they can give you much more different kinds of guidance as well. So that's what I'm going to do over the next 7 weeks, is introduce you to these seven archangels one by one so that you can really get to know them and love them as much as I do. I'm standing in for Amanda while she is away again on her wonderful travels. So I'm going to spend the time talking to you about the angels of awakening and the angels of the Elohim. And I'd love to hear your angel stories. So do please contact me either through the email or on my website. And my email address is info@daisyfoss.com. And that's the same as my website, daisyfoss.com. Simple, isn't it? I do try and keep things simple. They're not always easy, but we do try to keep them simple. Archangel Gabriel. That's who we're going to be talking about today. Oh my goodness me. He is such an incredible angel. Welcome to Archangel Gabriel's Crystal Sound Healing Temple, this beautiful space of Archangel Gabriel. A beautiful experience of awakening with the archangels of the Elohim as we venture into Archangel Gabriel and what he is all about. Who is he? What does he do? What can he help you with? He is the most amazing archangel. His name is Archangel Gabriel, the messenger of God, and he bestows his gifts of purity, sensuality, sounds, music, artistry, creativity, hope, serenity, joy, and of course the most important of all is communication. These are the gifts of Archangel Gabriel. We're going to talk about them a little bit more in depth. And we'll also talk about who his twin flame is, this most beautiful lady, the Lady Achaia, the female archangel, the twin flame of Archangel Gabriel, in Claire Stone's wonderful book. If you've never heard of the female archangels, then stay tuned because we're going to be talking about them later on in the show. Archangel Gabriel, he comes from the west where the water is, this beautiful energy of water as it flows through your body, bringing the crystal, white crystal light of Archangel Gabriel. This is his domain of serenity. He brings a peace and he brings it in with this diamond white light, the diamond white light of purity. And the angels of purity, these are the angels that are all around you all the time, sparkling, pouring in this sparkling light to give you the giggles, to give you that feeling of excitement that comes with Archangel Gabriel. I always think of him as like the bubbling brook, the water just splashing out and all around you and supporting you. And of course, he's the archangel that you invite to help you to speak your truth. Speak your truth with love and compassion. This archangel will stand beside you and help you, and really help you if you feel stuck or if you feel depressed. Call him in. He is absolutely as gentle as can be, and he brings in the music. He is fantastic with this sounds of the water, sounds of the wind. He brings in the nature sounds, but more importantly, he helps you to produce your sounds. Before I was on this spiritual journey. I'd never heard of sounds. I'd heard of music, of course, but sounds are so different. We each have a sound. We each have our own sound. And that sound is how your body is aligning, how your body is being. When you are sad, when you are unhappy, then your voice shows. It has that low, unhappy sound. Whereas when you're excited, when you're in that space of childlike love, then you're feeling and everything is absolutely wonderful. You're skipping along, you're excited, you're really buzzed up. It's just such great fun. And that's the energy that Archangel Gabriel brings to you, is that beautiful energy of creativity, creating and helping you to have your sound, make your sound, be aware of your sound. We used to go to the temples and tone in the temples. And if you've never tried toning, you probably have in the bathroom or the car or in a tunnel. Do you remember when you used to go into the tunnels and make those sounds? Oh, they were just amazing. I nearly made one then. I nearly went for it. And it is your sound. You feel it just coming up and erupting and like, whoa, making it. And really, really expressing yourself. And we do that with our voice. We do that with the tone of our voice. Archangel Gabriel helps you with your tone, with your being, and helps you to really feel and know that the energy that's coming out through your being is coming from your joy, from your serenity, from that place of hope, from that place of knowing, that real place of your gut, your space. Because if your sacral chakra is clear, it helps and bridges through to your throat chakra, and your throat chakra bridges through to your third eye, and so does your sacral chakra, your trust center. Your sacral chakra is your trust center, and Archangel Gabriel helps to keep these all clear. And of course, his diamond white light flowing through from the crown, the diamond white light of your crown. And I love him. He is so much fun. With musicians, when you see musicians together, when they're creating, when they are in the studio or whether they are on the stage or even in the street, you can feel the love, you can feel the joy, you can feel the intensity of creativity, of being. And that's what this amazing archangel brings to you. If you ask him, if you invite him, he has to be able to be invited. It's the universal spiritual law. They're just not allowed to just come in and go, "Oi, hello, need some help." That is, would be great if they do. They do if you're in deep trouble. If you really need an angel, they will come to you and they will step over and break that spiritual law. They will come to you in times of danger. And Archangel Gabriel is definitely one of those archangels that helps you to see danger, to feel danger, because he is supporting you all the time with this white light, this beautiful light of the divine. And as a messenger of God, he brings this energy through to you with ease and with grace, really helping the children, helping the writers, anyone who's creative, who needs the extra little help. He's there, he's holding the space, he's bringing in and whispering ideas of hope, ideas of, you know, just good, fresh inspirations. Oh, where did that come from? I have no idea. You know, and look round and there's Archangel Gabriel whispering in your ear. It's lovely. And, you know, more than once I've felt these energies and thought, oh my God, what's that? I've actually told them to go away in no uncertain terms. But and you know what? They come back. They come back when you invite them, when you ask them, when you say, "Please, will you help me?" And that's all they need, is just that intention to help me. And actually, I start the day off with that. And I start the day off inviting those angels, those beings of light, to
to surround and help me with whatever it is that I need to do for myself so that I can then do it for others. Because healer, heal thyself. You can't do your best work if you are blocked, if you are in pain, if you are not able to flow easily. And that's what Archangel Gabriel does. He brings in and gives you that flow, that beautiful energy, white light of sparkly diamond white light, very clear clarity, absolute clarity. And with that clarity, it brings the joy, it brings the excitement of the inner child. I love Archangel Gabriel so much. We actually made a whole room for him, the Archangel Gabriel room. It was a music room. It was the place in the Daisy Center where the musicians could be found. And my husband, obviously a producer and a composer, so that was his domain. At the end of when we lived at the Daisy Center, especially through COVID. And that time of COVID, doesn't it feel like such a long time ago? And the angels were really here to help. And of course, Archangel Gabriel, he helps by warning. He's got that trumpet, that beautiful trumpet that brings the warnings, that brings the joy, that brings the excitement. And he really does make a noise with that trumpet. You know, and when you turn, what was that? That's Archangel Gabriel. I used to wear all white to call him in when we were working with the Archangel that is bringing in this serenity, this joy, and helping to bring in the healing light. But I've since discovered that actually he likes the colour black. The colour black is very much the colour of creation, and the energy of black is really very strong, and it absorbs, the energy comes into you when you wear black. And if you wear black with silver, then you're really bringing in the two colours of creation, and the void, the place and the space for you to be inspired, for you to really sit in that space for the messages to come through, for you to really, really understand and hear your own inner energy, your own inner voice, because he will bestow these gifts to you. You just have to ask. And when you've asked, what do? You sit back and you wait, because it's a bit like going into a restaurant and ordering something and then sitting back and being agitated and saying, oh, I want to change my mind, or I want a bit of this on there, I want a bit of that. It's trusting that you have ordered the correct food for you at the time, and that the chef will do his best and produce and bring you the most amazing foods. And that's the same with the angels. It's you have the intention, you send it out, and then you sit and you wait for it to come back to you. Used to take quite a while. Now, with ascension, the energy flies in instantly. It's almost instant manifestation as we go from the third dimensional frequencies into the fifth. And we'll be talking a bit more about that as well later on in the show. So, welcome to the sounds of the Crystal Sound Healing Temple. This is just the sounds that Paul Foss, my husband, has produced and created and made just for you. And we're going to let you hear a few minutes now for you to be in that place, to surrender, to hear Archangel Gabriel being in the center of your heart, giving yourself a few minutes to really embrace and be with yourself and love. We listen to some beautiful music from Paul Foss. Enjoy. Thank you. enjoyed that. My name's Daisy Foss, and this is UK Health Radio. Standing in for Amanda on her Future Energetics show and talking to you about the Archangels. And every week we will be talking in depth about each one of the Elohim angels. And today it's Archangel Gabriel. We've been talking a little earlier in the show, and we're going to continue now with his other aspects about archangels. This Archangel Gabriel, he has the name of Messenger of God, or alternately, God is my strength. So it's about being absolutely solid, absolutely there for you. And he was the Archangel who made the sounds to really help you. And these sounds, they're all around in nature, and each one has a frequency, and each one heals you. I used to, a long time ago, I used to knock on people's doors and sell them vitamins. We used to have group meetings every week, and we would talk to each other about the vitamins, about which one and what they would do for you. One week it would be vitamin B, and another week it would be vitamin C, and some weeks it would be vitamin E. You know, we'd go right through the alphabet, and also right through the vitamins and minerals. And that was, nearly 40 years ago, when people weren't really knowledgeable about what was in their food and what made the difference. And nowadays, everyone knows what vitamin C does. Everyone knows what extra nutrients you need if you are going through any life changes, or pregnancy, for instance. What a life change that is. How amazing is that? And of course, when you know what vitamins and what minerals and what things actually help you, and how turmeric can really, really, really help you once you're 50 and any time past that. So vitamins used to be something that was in our foods, but we didn't really know what they were. And that's a bit like the angels. They've been around forever, but we didn't know who they were individually. And now we do know. We know that there are seven archangels of the Elohim that work with our bodies all the time. And there are hundreds more that we don't have names for. There are sounds that we are aware of. But just like the vitamins in the old days, sounds, your sound is now much more important to us in our everyday life. You know, being able to differentiate which sounds are helpful, which ones are healing, which ones are absolutely harmful for our systems, and we just have to not have them. The very high-pitched sounds that teenagers can hear that we can't hear. Archangel Gabriel's right there to help. That's what he does. He helps the teenagers. He helps all kinds of children, actually. He also assists with not just the fertility, but pregnancy, childbirth, and the rearing, and healing our inner child with any kind of sound that is good for you. My name's Daisy Foss, and this is UK Health Radio. Here are a few words from our sponsors.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome to UK Health Radio. So just like knowing what your vitamins did for you, if you start to know what your sounds can be like for you, it will really help. I found out about them when I went to the temples of Damanhur in Italy. Oh, my amazing place. And they had what they called the harmonizing sounds. And these sounds, again, Archangel Gabriel really works through these sounds. You start off with the harmonizing of your root chakra, and that is an incredible sound, just the sound of ah. and you can be ah, or you can be ah, or you can be ah, however it is that you want to release from your root and then from your solar plexus and your sacral chakra. You have the sound of a, and again it can be a, any a you want. And then we come up to the heart, and the heart, the sound of the heart is oh. And of course when we make the sound of om, that's the heart sound of creation, isn't it? Om, opening your heart. And so as we go to the throat, the thymus and the throat, the sound here is ooh. And again, you can say however you want to, and as you make that sound of ooh, it really helps the energy flow through your body, making your sound, learning your sound, knowing what's really good for you. And when we come to the third eye and the crown, we have the sound of E, and that's E. And you can go higher, and you can go even higher if you want. And when you have these sounds, you can do them all together or one at a time. And we're going to have a bit more music from Paul Foss for the Crystal Sound Healing Temple music that will really help you to find your sound. And as you start now from the root, we go the beautiful sounds of Archangel Gabriel in his Crystal Sound Healing Temple of Alchemy. Hope you enjoyed that. We'll have more of Paul's music later on in the show. We're talking about the Crystal Sound Healing Temples of the Elohim, and in particular Archangel Gabriel's. If you're new to archangels, he is the archangel that comes from the west, the place and space of water. So archangels very much about the flow of energy, the flow of life, the flow of music, the flow of creative words, and this flow of love, this flow of light through this sparkly white energy. It is absolutely everywhere. in your life. It flows with ease and with grace. Now, who is Archangel Gabriel's twin flame? We all have a twin flame, including the archangels, and his twin flame is Lady Hope. Lady Hope, the wish of the goddess. And she is so beautiful as well in white, sparkly white, and sparkly white with a hint of green. And this beautiful goddess, this Archaea, this female archangel, is here to help the messenger of God, to support Archangel Gabriel. Archaea, Lady Hope, the wish of the goddess is that we are all abundant in our highest good. We are abundant in everything that we do. And so Archangel Gabriel comes along and brings you the inspiration, and Archangel Hope, the Archaea of the wish of the goddess, does exactly that. She brings you the wishes. She helps you to be abundant, and she helps children be feeling safe and abundant, and she helps with fertility, pregnancy, just like Archangel Gabriel. And the beauty of this archangel is that she and Archangel Gabriel, who belong to the fourth ray of the angelic kingdom, they both bring together your hopes and your wishes. And Archangel Hope has also brought through the cloak of optimism. And this cloak of optimism helps to bring that inspirational energy into the collective and triggers self-belief. And it has a rippling effect right through for you to achieve your dreams, because this often comes in through the dream start time, the dream space. And so she'll walk with you. She'll walk through the steps to make your dreams come true. Isn't that fabulous? And to think that Archangel Gabriel, who is so abundant in his flow of energy through your music and through your sounds, and also through writing. So any writing that you're doing, again, I always have a pen and a paper beside my bed, because I wake up in the middle of the night either having had the most amazing dream or even a terrifying dream, and I write it down so that in the morning I can have a look at it and analyze it. And often I'll ask the angels to help me sleep well and to bring in the highest light so that I can have guidance whilst I sleep. I must say, as I get older, I tend to find that I use my microphone on my phone to record it rather than write it, because I can't see when I wake up in the morning. So, oh, what was that? What did I write down? These are called morning pages, for those who know about the creative writing courses, that you can bring morning pages into your light and morning pages into your nighttime as well. And absolutely wonderful. They can help you, and they can help the archangels, especially Archaea Hope, to bring in creating a life of miracles, adjusting to your and balancing any energy around pregnancy or menstruation, accessing your blueprint of potential. How amazing would that be? Understanding your wake-up calls, tuning into inspiration, enhancing motivation, and making your wishes come true. These are all the aspects that Archangel Archaea Hope brings you whilst you are sleeping or when you're in a meditative state. Healing the womb center, daring to dream bigger, nurturing yourself and others, change your thinking, or becoming a believer. Yes, I believe in angels. My goodness me, took me a long time to say that out loud. I believe in angels. And that belief in angels is very personal. You know, it could be that you believe in the universe, you believe in spirit, you believe in life, you believe in nature, you may believe in God, who is nature, in my understanding. Or you could believe in something completely different. What is it? The Jedi. believing in Yoda. Yes, how amazing. Amazing that is that. Yeah, I speak Yoda, don't you? So let's get back to Archangel Gabriel and his wonderful lady, the Lady of the Wishes, because she literally gives out like sparkles, like sweets, these wishes. As you call her in, she's always there. And they bring in their love of crystals, and that's what Paul and I have put together. We've put together the Archangel Crystal Sound Healing Temple music meditation. And I'm going to play a bit more of Paul's music from the Crystal Sound Healing Temples. This is just the music of Archangel Gabriel and Lady Hope. So sit comfortably and just allow the energy to take you to a place where you can receive these beautiful blessings. That there's more on daisyfoss.com. That's my website, and has lots more of information as well of all the things that I do. So how was that music? Did you enjoy it? That's the music from my husband Paul. We love making music together, and Archangel Gabriel has a big influence in how it comes creative, how we creatively work together. Of course, the crystals that we use are a big part in this, and I have crystals that I wear, and I have crystals that are in the recording space, whether that's in my healing room or whether it's in Paul's little healing bunker. That's what I call it. He calls it the M room. That's the man room. We need a W room, don't we? Or a big A for angels. Absolutely. My room is a big space filled with angels and Merlin and Kuan Yin and all other statues to keep my energy and keep me tuned in to the energy of them. And some of them come from sacred spaces, and they have their own energy, which is portrayed whilst we do these things. The crystals that are in the Crystal Sound Healing Temple are Archangel Gabriel's most favourite ones, the ones that help him in bringing in the energy. So he comes in, his energy comes in from the west. That's usually on the left side of your being. And it's communication, purity, and the element, as we've mentioned, is water. Friday is the day to listen to Archangel Gabriel's meditation, because this is his day of the week, and he brings in acts of kindness all the time, especially on Fridays. And I'm so teasing you, aren't I? What crystals are they? I can hear you say, I've got loads of crystals and I just want to know which ones are best for Archangel Gabriel and which ones are going to help my third eye open and which is his most favourite. Well, I'm going to let you know right now. So citrine is his crystal. This beautiful clear quartzes, diamonds, and the Ophelia selenite. Oh, that is the one I use the most for him, because it is so pure, the way the energy flows through the selenite. And opalite, celestial quartz, argonite, blue lace agate, amazonite, carnelian, goldstone, tiger's eye, and amber. These are all the crystals that are in and talked about in the Crystal Sound Healing Temple series of music that we have made for you. The crystals that Lady Hope, the Akaya of our twin flame of Gabriel, the crystals and gemstones that she loves are the same as his: Herkimer diamond, orange calcite, jasper, spirit quartz, and of course citrine. Absolutely laden with these crystals when I see her. They are in a little crown around her head. That's how I see her, literally showering with this crystalline light when she brings you your hopes and dreams and wishes. So when you have your crystals, do make sure that you clear and clean them. It's best to do it on a full moon. You can wet them with water. Make sure you don't leave your opals in there, though, because they will disappear. And so will your selenite. It is made from, or they're both made from water, and they will return to source. So just give them a little wipe over and then put them in the moonlight for the moonlight to cleanse and clear them. And if that you can't do that on a windowsill or in the back garden, then you can spray them with a healing spray, or you can just completely clear them with sage. Because crystals, they absorb things and they also radiate energy. So if they absorb too much toxins, it's hard for them to radiate. So do keep your jewellery clear and clean, and your crystals that you have on your altar or in your bedroom. People always forget the ones in the bedroom. And I've got crystals underneath the bed to make a crystal grid, and those do get left behind quite sometimes. I had a cleaning lady once who went, oh, I find these stones, I put them away. And it's like, no, please put them back, or let me put them back, having cleaned them. My name's Daisy Foss, and this is UK Health Radio. Here are a few words from our sponsors.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Show, and we're just going to go through the archangels one by one. They will be showing you and bringing their healing quality. So after listening to me, I do hope you feel a little better. The healing grid is there whilst we are talking, so you should have lifted your spirits, ready for the rest of the day. My name is Daisy Foss, and thank you so much for listening to me. I've really enjoyed standing in for Amanda, who's on her travels, and can't wait to hear what she's been up to when she gets back. In the meantime, I will be here again next week, introducing another archangel, so I really look forward to hearing from you. And if you've enjoyed this, please contact me or write a comment so that we know that you're enjoying it. Lots of love from me, from my heart to yours. Big angelic hug from me, Daisy Foss.